one of the finest well wishes I've gotten, because tomorrow, you know, surgery and all that. Somebody emailed and said, I was in anesthesia for 23 years. Have a positive attitude. You'll go in positive. You come out positive, which I've heard about before as well.
They were under anesthesia for 23 years?
Yeah. It's Rip Van Winkle. There he was really good at his job. So
came out
good.
Happy.
He performed it sleeping. And then Craig House is a guy who emails all the time that says, I hope everything goes well tomorrow, but if it doesn't, just know it's because of all the Caleb jokes.
It doesn't.
Well, you know what? Probably true. It's fun. Brady, it's time now for you to entertain us all. And it's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And while I'm down, you can catch up to my training. How about that? Get on out there and sign up for ReactDefense.com right now. Starting to lighten up a little bit of the it looks like the world's kind of pulling masks off a little, maybe a little too early.
Careful, careful, I know. Careful.
What I'm about to say is very careful.
All right.
Jay and the gang are not that type. You know, they're still taking care of all the protocols. So they're going to make sure it's safe. If you're worried about that kind of thing, they are top to bottom the cleanest place going as far as gyms go. People are nervous about gyms. There's a lot of people who can't work out in masks and whatever. That's understandable. But trust me, it's spotless. And they have had zero, not to jinx them, but nothing going in that situation. They've been doing this for a while, and they are taking all the precautions very seriously to make it right. So while you're sitting there going, I don't know if people are getting a little relaxed, trust me. They're doing it the right way, the whole way. And while they're doing it, you're getting in great shape. I'm probably going to get kind of fat over the next couple weeks, laying there eating ice cream and staring at Netflix for days on end, not being able to move. And I can't wait to get back in there and shed the weight, because they've taught me ways to do it. I know how to handle this stuff, and I can't wait to work out again. Very, very creative way to learn you the self-defense system known as Tactical Black. And they get you from wherever you start. Crawl, walk, run. You might feel like you're out of shape and can't do it. So what? They'll get you started and go at your pace. And before you know it, you're going to be doing things you didn't know you were capable of. And that's the best part. You'll be entertained the entire time while you learn and make yourself a little more prepared. It's ReactDefense.com. Check them out. Sign up. Do your thing. And then check out their store at TacticalBlackVault.com as well. Phoenix, Chandler, Glendale. They got you surrounded. It's ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Well, this escalated quickly. A sit-down interview with Oprah. Meghan Markle says the royal family has an active role in creating falsehoods.
Is it Sunday that interview happened?
Yeah, and there's a little stir on that because I guess James Corden.
He talked to Harry,
briefly,
right?
He sat down with him real quick, and Oprah was a little upset that, why are you running this before?
Right.
I've been.
Like, she had the exclusive.
Spent $1 million on the,
right.
I think,
she
for
bought
the interview.
It. I saw that. She bought the rights to them to do on TV, and then Corden does a quick interview with Prince Harry, and it's all over the internet.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Oprah was going to get mad, but Oprah spent a ton of dough to make this hers.
So, for example, yesterday Buckingham Palace announced it's launching an investigation into allegations that Meghan bullied her royal aides, created a toxic and manipulative atmosphere when she and Harry were still apart from the family.
Who else heard royal aides and started thinking of like, like the gay prince from Monty Python?
I'm sorry to inform you, sir, you've contracted the royal AIDS.
Oh, crap.
See, back in the day.
It's regal. At least it's regal.
Back in the day when the princess gets in the way of things, they would just have her killed in a tunnel. Now they just got to discredit
her. Can't do it.
Yeah, that's back in the day, meaning the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s when they didn't like
it's a social media, man. It's all like social media's fault.
Mouthy princess. You just shut her down.
So they start the smear campaign.
Yeah. We get Ian on. Speaking of the royal aides, we'll have Ian.
We'll call him saying, up. Speaking of princess.
Yeah, well, it's a whole bunch of things we can do.
However you determine.
Yeah. We'll talk to Ian about this because he's our foremost advisor to hating the royal family. He can't stand them.
In 1983, Terry Bradshaw checked into a hospital incognito for elbow surgery. You know the name he used? Tom Brady.
Is that right?
Tom Brady at the time was 6 years old, so he just chose
he didn't know.
That.
Yep. No kidding. Why would he go in incognito?
Probably didn't want
too much heat
to
the press.
Yeah.
But I think he was done then.
No, he was
83.
That was Hooper his last year. No, as far as that. But but who's checking hospital logs in 1983 accurately?
Adam Schefter?
Schefter was like six.
According to my sources, Tom Brady, six-year-old boy.
He was 2.5 at the time.
Yeah, I don't know if... Man, that's a weird thing. Because why couldn't Terry Bradshaw just check into a hospital and get elbow surgery?
Could have been during that time he was doing the movies, or was he married?
He was
to
never that
Susie
famous.
Chapstick at the time.
I mean, unless he got surgery in Pittsburgh, then, well, right. then maybe.
But he had a couple in Pittsburgh before. I don't. That's an odd thing. I think he was in there for rehab. Elbow surgery, my ass. You don't go in for surgery. And I'm not going in tomorrow with any sort of alias.
You're not going in as Dave Pratt?
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have a penis removal. Removal?
Lobotomy?
Yeah. Oh, you know, well, you can't lobotomize.
Penis lobotomy.
Yeah. A penis lobotomy. They're take the frontal lobe out. Yeah. They're going to take
they're
the tip off.
Carve it.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, what happened to the tip of my dick? Sorry about that, Dave. It was my alias.
So a study analyzed posts and reactions from more than a dozen sports to determine which had the angriest fans on Twitter. What would your guess be?
Football. Which sport or which team?
Angriest fans on social media.
Football.
Worldwide or just America?
Soccer.
I was going to say soccer, too. If it's
there's just more of them, yeah.
Soccer or F1 racing?
Tribal.
Soccer yeah. was
F1
second.
Racing.
Oh, yeah. Those Europeans right. are ridiculous.
The
yeah.
fans?
UFC? Yeah, yeah.
Fans are, too.
Soccer was second.
Yeah. I'd say soccer, too. That would have been my guess.
MMA?
That's what I see. UFC, MMA?
Yeah, but that's hillbilly stuff
Number
here.
One, golf.
Oh, really?
What? The angriest fans on Twitter?
Yeah.
I'll say this.
42% of all tweets about golf were classified as angry comments.
Who's tweeting
It's like,
about
why
golf?
Am I watching golf right now?
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Who's tweeting about golf?
That would be in the angry column.
Who tweets angry golf? Who tweets?
Brady in the bitch barn.
Do you tweet during golf?
No. Bryson DeChambeau's a douche.
Nobody. Why would anybody include that on their Twitter?
Douche. Brooks Koepka thinks he's cool, but he's...
Well, they had all their little fights.
He's janky probably... to stay up with modern terms.
It's jankety.
Close enough. Shut up, DeChambeau.
Who's tweeting mad things about golf? It's the most relaxing thing to watch. If you can stay awake long enough to make it, the only thing you would put is, like, I'm so sleepy watching golf would be the only tweet. Somebody blow an air horn. I'm going out.
Turner Classic Movies has a new series called Reframed, where they talk in depth about classic movies that have troubling aspects. Films include Gone with the Wind, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Psycho. The Mickey Rooney scene where he's the Japanese man in Swing Time. And then you got the Fred Astaire does a routine in blackface in one of the movies. So it kicks off tonight. Gone with the Wind.
So it's just them interrupting it the whole time, telling us how
they're
it's
kind of reframing the film, I guess, and they're wondering if they're going to, you know, have to redo the film in order for it to get played again.
They, I understand that Rachel from The Bachelor has redone Gone with the Wind in the South Winds.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I'd be interested in that version.
It's what I lie. It's art.
The house won't burn down.
Art is a presentation of a time period. It is not meant to last forever and encompass all new thoughts.
Or adapt to whatever time it's in.
It doesn't adapt. It's what it is. And the things that stand the test of time, you know, are usually things that aren't controversial, but you can look at it and say, this represents quite a thing.
And how many times do you say that sometimes the art is true in life?
Like, sure. It repeats itself, too.
Movies that...
But nowadays, everything's controversial.
Yeah, that's
they'll find it no matter what.
Everything is based on 2021 morality.
Right.
It doesn't make sense that we can't look back and say that's different.
The Simpsons renewed another 2-year
deal.
Jesus.
Back to work, Simpson.
I thought we were done, sir.
2 more years.
Oh.
I want to be done.
I don't want to do it anymore.
They're replacing all the voice actors. Maybe it'll sound different.
That's
it'll be a
true.
New show.
Yeah. So only fat, bald guys can be Homer. So Dan Castellaneta can still have that job. Ladies with 6-foot cactus blue hair can only be Marge. Otherwise, she's appropriating other cartoon ladies. It's the stupidest thing ever. Simpsons lost its way a few years ago. It's still got some funny lines, but time to shut her down.
President Barack Obama released his 44-song shower playlist.
And the first one is Strokin'.
Big 10-inch from Aerosmith was on there.
Whoa, Black Betty rambling.
Big Bottom from Spinal Tap.
Here comes the boom.
Big Bottom.
But there's a lot of Springsteen because he's doing that podcast.
Oh, he's
Oh, and so Spring it's born in the USA.
Sellout.
Boo. Yeah.
He does have your boys roller coaster.
Roller coaster of love.
Say what? Me and Mrs. Jones. Respect.
You say like sellout, that. I say Sting. Relevant.
That's right. Your boys are sellout. Well, I'm doing a show with Bruce Springsteen. Nothing more relevant than that. And so I thought I'd placate him with some of his own music. I'll be in the squares singing all my shower songs.
I guess Godsmack Robert is Ducky. Working on a cool, vibey acoustic album.
Who?
Godsmack.
Oh, okay.
And Ghost celebrated the one-year anniversary of their last show on the prequel tour. They released a new video called The Eternal. Or
great
Life.
Song. Life Eternal. Eternal.
Yeah.
They have a video for it, which should be fairly interesting because that's what they are. That's a band I want to see again for sure. Saw that. The only complaint I had was they played Square Hammer and the place went nuts, and then they did that Dance Macabre and Monstrance Clock.
Which are still great songs.
Yeah, but I love that one. But, I mean, Square Hammer was like, oh, my God, there's your closer. They did one more, and then they did that Monstrance Clock, and that thing is an eight-minute build, and it's not a closer. So it felt like the show kind of petered out, but, man, oh, man, was that a good show.
And then went shopping.
This is the video.
Can you see me longing for you? Forever.
I love Ghost.
Would you let me touch your soul forever?
Oh, they did a video for this.
Can you feel me longing?
I think this is a new
one.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying this song's.
Well, because it's just saying they're missing the fans in the live shows.
That's such a great record. It's poppy, but it's good. I like them. All right, there you go. That's it. There's your entertainment drill. Thank you, Brady. It's 9:29. Now we're going to do Guadalupe Squares on a Thursday since not here. The boys are here tomorrow for tomorrow's You Have to Show Up.
Sorry, Trip.
We're so sorry, Trip.
Touch my 401k. We'll be here.
I'm going to call it this. Here's what Toledo and Brady have learned over the last 20 years. Sorry, Brett. You're on the carpet. I apologize. It's not your fault. I want to see that. And that's on me because my coaching tree is weak.
You're the Bill Belichick of radio.
I am. My guys are going to. But I think it'll be fun. I might be listening and then so happy when they finally put me under.
Can we call you at 5:45?
If I'm up. I don't know when I have to go in.
Oh.
I think they want me there at 4:30.
I just want to talk to you when they're.
Yeah, while you're going out.
If we can do the countdown and then I want the guy doing it just to grab my phone and go, he's gone. And that'll be the last you hear of it, just in case. And then you'll have that forever. That'll
you'll hear Trip in the other room just screaming, no!
Bring him back!
Then we'll play the audio from the Hindenburg.
It's okay, Trip.
Humanity!
I got this.
No!
I can do it all by myself.
Relax, Chief.
What are you doing with that rope? Get off that chick, Trip!
Get away from me!
I don't want to live in a world without him. The feeling's mutual. All right, let's get to squares. So you got a girl and a boy. That's what we need. 585-9800. We'll do a Thursday square since Friday doesn't count. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.